আব্দুল ওয়াহিদ তাকবীর তাকবীর কাম অন ব্রাদার্স এন্ড সিস্টার্স, আই নো ইউ আর ফাস্টিং বাট দ্যাট গিভস ইউ মোর এনার্জি নট লেস, তাকবীর মাশাআল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা রাসূলিল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি ওয়া মান ওয়ালা. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah, this is an extraordinary thing that in the blessed month of Ramadan, so many people can come out and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can earn His pleasure by remembering the others who are suffering, by speaking out against tyranny, which the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, afdal jihad kalimatul haq inda sultan al-ja'ir. He said the best jihad is the word of truth to the tyrant rulers. I tell you something, brothers and sisters, I don't view Israel as tyrant rulers. I view them as criminals, as terrorists, as murderers, as thugs, but they are backed by tyrant rulers. The real Israeli Defense Force, the real Israeli Defense Force are those rulers who sit around in the Middle East, sitting on armies, on tanks, on planes, and who do nothing. They are the criminals. And they are the ones that I help hear this message from you today. Brothers and sisters, we are united in our fast in this month. And it's another thing about this issue of Palestine, this blessed land of Al-Quds that unites the Muslims everywhere. As much as people around the world try to divide us, they try to divide us by states, Pakistani, Egyptian, Syrian, Turkish. They try to divide us, Iranian, they try to divide us on these lands. But once we were united, they try to divide us according to Shia and Sunni, according to Madhab, according to Hanafi, Shafi, Jafari, Zaidi, Hanbali, Maliki. But this issue of Palestine is something that unites us all. And unless we have unity, Allah will not bring victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah. Don't be divided. If we allow those people who want to divide us along sectarian lines, along national lines, we will be small in number and weak. And if we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and unite on the important issues and see these tyrants who rule over us removed, which is something Israel really fears. She really fears that these protectors of her interests are going to go. If we see that, then truly we can see liberation in that land. This square is called Trafalgar Square. They have a statue of their war hero Nelson. One day, inshallah, there'll be a square in Al-Quds. And inshallah, we pray it will be named after the one who liberated Al-Quds. Because as much as I respect, and I truly respect those brothers who are resistance fighters, making jihad, making life tough for the Israelis and the Zionists. As much as I respect them, they can never liberate that land. You can't take the army, which is a nation's army, a terrorist nation's army, and defeat it with sincere small fighters. It needs one of those states, some of those states around, to release their armies to liberate that land. And then truly, by Allah, truly, then that region will see peace like it had in the past. Because never be ashamed of this. The only time that land has seen peace between Muslim, Christian, Jew, living side by side, you ask these rabbis here, the only time was when sincere Islamic rulers ruled with Kitab and Sunnah, with justice, and ruled all their citizens, regardless of their race or religion, with justice, to bring peace to that land. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you today. Because as you are here today, seven more of our brothers and sisters in Gaza have been made shaheed by more Israeli shelling. And wallahi, on the day of judgment, your presence here today will count in your favor. And those who stayed at home and who didn't speak out, they will have to answer for that. And I pray you'll come next year and every year until we see this blessed land liberated. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.